This is Brian with Gold River Pest Control.
Hey, Brian, this is Charlie over here at Local Splash. I just got your message.
Yes, sir. How are you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing fantastic. I apologize for not answering. I was in a meeting, so we just got out.
No worries. So I think, you know, I want to give it like a 2-month trial.
Cool. All right.
And then if it works, man, we'll just keep rolling with it. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I appreciate you giving us a shot here for sure. Let me just make sure I have everything correct for you. I'm just going to pull your business profile up.
Yeah.
And you already have a website, which
correct.
Is a really good website. Who built it for you? Or did you build
me.
It? Nice.
I did. Yeah.
Nice. it
was pretty much just, you know, you put it together, you know, it
kind
was already
like a
web. Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah, limited options. So I just did the best I could with it. And, I guess it looks okay.
I'll tell you, I have seen some websites. I've been doing this for a while and yours looks pretty good.
Cool. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I've seen some people that try to do it themselves and I'm like, all right, we got to help you out here.
Yeah, dude, I had a week before I was opening, and that's when PestPak said, hey, we've got a website we want, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm going, dude, I got to open in a week. So I did that as fast as I could and spent lots of hours in a week. But, yeah, I think it turned out okay.
Perfect. No, yeah. I'm glad you guys got that in. Because websites, the companies look more credible, right? I mean, a lot of people say, you know, websites, depending on who you ask, are hit and miss. But we want to make sure that people are going and seeing that website on that first page. So the business profile that you have for Google, what was the address that you put for that Google business profile? Is it a mailing for your mailing address? Is it an office, or is it just like, are you just working solely from your home?
Oh, as far as my company?
Yeah.
I work from home. My office is literally my house. I mean,
okay.
It's just
perfect
to do my computer work there. But yeah.
Perfect.
I
okay.
have a P.O. box in Rancho I use.
Okay.
That's kind of what I use my address with.
Now, when you set up your Google business profile, how did you set it up? Because they don't typically take P.O. boxes.
I had to use
your home address.
So what I did
correct?
Is I, yes, and I had to show them my business license.
Everything like that.
And yes.
Perfect. So what was that address? Just because as a Premier Channel partner, they're just going to verify with us that we're doing, you know, they're going to verify with us that we're doing business with you. And then that way there's no disconnect where they think like, hey, somebody's in your profile without your consent.
Yeah. So my address is 1731 Poppy Drive, and that's in Rocklin, Rocklin. California, 95765.
Poppy Drive. I like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. And then the zip code is the 95765?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And then, Brian, what's your last name?
Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N.
Okay. And then Brian is spelled F-
P-R-Y.
P-R-Y. Okay. Yeah. I know some people put a I in there, so always ask.
I've heard I-E.
Really?
You name it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. And then I did send you an email. For some reason, it didn't save here, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pull it back. Actually, it's goldriverpestcontrol@yahoo.com, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I remember. And put it there. How was passing out cards? Did you get people that were interested, or how does it work for you? Do you just pass them out and then, you know, if they call, they call, or do you kind of like spark interest with conversations, or
kind of both? A few houses I had serviced. I used to work for Clark Pest Control.
Okay.
And I worked for them for 18 years, so I actually had, like, some clientele that I used to service this area.
Nice.
So I actually remembered people. And, yeah, so I had a couple of people. Yep. I mean, dude, a big portion of the people I got came over. They were Clark customers, which, of course, right off the bat, Clark freaked out over it, thinking I was breaking the law, which
you weren't.
It was no, because it's a non-compete state.
Right.
You
exactly.
can work for Starbucks and quit and sell coffee to the same people the next day. You don't own them.
Yeah.
So, I knew they were. Yeah, they sent me a cease and desist, so I had to get an attorney to prove to them that you guys can use scare tactics because you're a corporation, but it doesn't
right.
hold any legal water. So
that's exactly
attorney,
what it was.
Yeah, and so thankfully they sent that on my 21st day being open.
Wow.
And that was in October. That was actually Halloween. And never heard anything since. My attorney said, I'm probably not going to hear anything from them. She said, if you get to January, we don't hear nothing, I'll send you back the remaining of your retainer. And January 15th, she sent back my retainer.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy. Yeah.
Scary.
Well, good for you. I mean, yeah, it is scary, but good for you. You know, some people would have just shut their doors. Yeah, some people would have shut their doors. They would have been like, hey, I'm out. Like, oh, man, I did something bad. But, you know, good for you for, you know, kind of sticking to your guns and being like, nah, I'm, you know, just because you're the big guy right now, like, yeah, you know.
You know, before I went and took the operator's exam for the state, I looked into all this because I was afraid to go, because I wanted to work in the area that I used to work in a couple of years ago.
Okay.
So I went to commercial after I did residential. And residential I did in Gold River. So that's hence the name. And
yeah, okay.
So I kind of knew, I mean, it's not kind of, I knew exactly what I was legally entitled to do. So I figured beyond that, they're going to try to, you know, they could break me over their knee if they want. Monetarily.
Right.
So it was like, I got to be careful. But once I talked to an attorney and she advised me, look, you go to court, they go in empty-handed. They're going to throw them out as quick as they walked in. So continue what you're doing. Leave Clark out of your, you know, vernacular when you're talking to people. Try your best not to compare yourself with them, which I said, no problem. You know, I'm telling me, not them. So,
right, exactly.
And the rest is history. Thankfully, it worked. And, you know, my girlfriend just reminds me, hey, take it as a compliment. You have a corporation that's scared of you. Well, I think that's stretched, but it's pretty cool to, you're right, they didn't want me around, so.
Yeah, 100%, yeah, I mean, unless you don't sign something that's saying, like, hey, you can't, you know, take our customers if you, you know, leave or whatever, which I'm sure you didn't, that's why you won, but, I mean, I don't like when that.
Yeah, they had a 10 years ago, I signed a confidentiality act, but the problem with that with them was, well, we become a non-compete state. So that supersedes any confidentiality or, what's the other one? There's another one that you can sign, very much the same thing. But yeah, those don't hold any water because that's basically entitling a corporation to corner the market saying, oh, all the experience you learned from us, you can't use it anywhere.
Okay.
So when I talked to my attorney, I explained to her, I said, my view is, other than it's a non-compete state, they're suing me for my reputation. They don't own that. A customer gets the right to decide, not me. I just get to say, here's my card, and my spiel was, and I still do this, here's my card, I'd be honored if you consider me. That's it. Let them fill in the blanks. So I don't have to sell anything, I just let the customer make the decision, and that's it. So,
man,
I don't have a magic wand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I'd like to believe I did, but no, I did nothing other than give the person the, you know, hey, you get to make the decision, and I offer agreements, meaning you have full autonomy to stop with me, as well as the other company did. So, when you have agreements, you don't have any contractual, you can't hold somebody liable. You can't say, hey, you know what, with a contract, you're legally bound.
Right.
Agreements are more like a handshake, so that's the cool thing. That's what I offer. I'd rather want people to want my service than force them, and that's kind of the downfall for that particular company. They, I understand, you know, they didn't want me to do it, you know, but I figured you guys didn't give me a raise after 18 years, you know. I decided to try it my way and see if it works, and either I'm going to make or I'm going to break. So, and that's kind of how I've stuck with it. Just let the people decide and.
Yeah, you know, it's working.
Walk the legal line.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So,
no, good for you. Like I said, I told you before, you know, my dad's been a small business owner since I was, man, I can't even remember. And same thing with him. I mean, he's went out, tried to do stuff on his own, and it, you know, he's worked for big corporations, and then he's just like, man, you know, he would make good money, but then they would take away his bonuses, and he's like, I'm going to go work for myself. I'm tired of, you know, you guys just dictating my money like that. So he did, and, you know, he does good for himself. I mean, he owns 2 acres in Washington with a big house, so I would say awesome. He does well.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing beats being your own boss. I've never known anything other than working for someone, so now it's just, it's unbelievable that the level of stress that you normally have is all of a sudden gone.
Yeah, I mean, but you are working every day, I will say that, so, I mean,
100%.
Yeah, it's a different stress, I would say.
It is. You know, on the days off, like I have Sunday, Monday off, and
I'll
have people calling me Sunday night. It does, you kind of know when you have a business that you're 24/7 bound.
Right.
But you also have that autonomy that's like, you know what? I want to close shop at 2 o'clock today. I could do that.
You could do that. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I don't do it, but it's like, if I need to
you
do something,
it.
I can do it. That's awesome. Can't buy that.
You remind me of my dad, because that's exactly why he went into business. I grew up playing a bunch of sports. So he was actually the only parent at my practices. Like growing up, like, so I swam, I played basketball, I played football and everything like that. And the coach would come over to me and be like, hey, am I in trouble or something? I'm like, why are you asking me? And he's like, well, your dad is always here. And I'm like, he just wanted to be a part of our lives. So he came to every practice. He made it a point to come to every practice, got his work done with his business and was here, you know, watching me practice
awesome.
At 3 o'clock every day.
That's what it's
so,
about.
Like when you say that, it's like, it just brings like, back memories from me being a kid, for sure.
It's awesome. You get to control your time, and that's you can't buy that. I mean, that to me, it's like it's
priceless.
Yeah, it's you're at perfect priceless.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right then and there, then you know that's why people do go into business. Obviously, to have a better life, but also to have more freedom with their quote unquote loved ones. Right.
Totally. Well, except my girlfriend just went to Italy this morning, and I'm here, so. So there is that. I mean, I'm just starting, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the truth, actually. She just called me. She just landed in Jersey, so they're making their way over.
Okay.
So,
that's cool. Yeah. I mean, it comes with some sacrifices, I will say. He would work on, you know, my dad would work on birthdays and stuff like that, but, you know, once it's up and running and you have a team and you know, you're not doing the everyday grind, and you could take those, you're going to look back and be like, man, that's the best decision I ever made.
I'll have my day in Italy one day, so.
For sure.
I know it'll happen, so absolutely, I'm cool with it.
For sure. All right, so what I got here is I got everything set up for you. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to take the billing information for you. I'm going to set up a security question as well, because we never share or sell any of your information. We want to be sure we're always talking to you, and then also, too, that you're always talking to us. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. Now, everything is going to be sent to you in writing with the voice verification. It's just going to outline the service agreement for just the $249 that will never basically go up, even if inflation goes up, like you're grandfathered in at that $249 price.
Okay.
Once you have that, I'm going to send everything over to you while I'm on the phone with you. Once everything goes through on your end and my end, I'm going to book an onboarding call with you while I'm on the phone, and then we'll be done by then, and then I'll send everything over to my tech team, and they'll reach out to you tomorrow at the best time for you as well. They're going to go through everything just to verify and make sure everything's correct. Once it is correct, we're going to be rocking and rolling with you, okay?
Awesome.
All right. So for the billing, for the card itself, are you going to be using a Gold River like credit card, or is it just going to be like a debit card?
I have a Gold River pest control debit card I can use.
Okay.
We could go ahead and do that. I think that'll work.
Okay.
Whichever
one, because I'll send you an invoice with your Gold River Pest Control on it either way. Okay. That way you could write it off. This is a 100% tax write-off, so I want to make sure that whatever you do use, you do get that invoice for Gold River. So that way, like I said, you can write it off at the end when you do 2024 taxes.
I'll give you my personal debit because I have more cash in there, so I'll roll with that one.
Okay, and that's just Brian Ferguson, or do you have a middle initial on it?
Correct. Brian Ferguson.
Okay, and then the billing address is still the 1731?
Yeah. You know, now I'm thinking about it, maybe I should just keep it in my Gold River Wells Fargo. Yeah, keep going. Everything's still the same. Well, I'll read you the card number when we get to that point.
Okay, and then the zip code is the, I just want to be sure, it's the 957-765. Okay, and then the card itself, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express?
Oh, let's go with Visa.
Okay, and then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay, well, I got my personal in my hand, so I'll roll with that one. 4494-6525. Okay. 9962.
Okay.
8016.
Okay. And then your expiration?
12 of 26.
And then your security code?
283.
Okay. Can I read this card number back to you just to verify and make sure? Okay. I got 4494-6525-9962-8016.
Correct.
Okay, and then it's 1226-283.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to set up a security question for you. So I have three questions. You had the pleasure of choosing one of them. Either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
I'll go with my pet's name. That'd be easy. I mean, I don't know my mom's, but it's two names, like Del Castillo. I'd hate to, if we have an issue ever down the road. So I'll just say Chrissy, C-H-R-I-S-S-Y.
Chrissy. And that's your pet's name?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Chrissy, a dog?
Yeah, or do you want me to give you my, you know what? This would fit too perfect. Why don't I give you, I'll give you Ruby. She's my dog that's here right now. Yeah, R-U-B-Y.
R-U-B-Y.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure. So every time we call you, I just want to make sure that you don't forget it. So if you do forget, just look at your dog and you'll remember.
My girlfriend says I love Ruby more than her, so might as well stick with that.
You know what it is? It's because dogs always love you no matter how much of a bad mood you're in. They'll still give you
a
love no matter what.
You can be the world's biggest a-hole, dog loves you.
Yeah, they're the first one to greet you at the door.
That's right. Absolutely. There she is. Hi, Ruby. Good girl.
What kind of dog is Ruby?
She's a cattle dog, Australian cattle dog.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, smart little dog. Yeah, really smart.
I just got a Doberman.
Nice.
So I have a pup, and she just turned 3 months here on the 4th. So she's a handful, but she is smart, I will tell you.
They're very intelligent. My buddy had one. Great dogs.
Yeah, they are. She's nothing but a ball of joy, I will say. Sometimes, you know, she's got that puppy energy, so you got to walk her a lot.
Rambunctious.
My fiance's like, oh my gosh, she's a little demon. I was like, she's not a demon. She's just been in the kennel. We got to go walk her. Come on, let's go. We'll just take her to the track. And just let her just run around at that point.
You know, we got Ruby. She actually had puppies, so she was probably 3 when we got her. And we met her at the kennel when we had the other dog there just because Bear was staying there while we were out of town. We came to pick them up. They said they had puppies there, and we met these puppies, and she was the mother.
Oh.
And she came to me right away, and my girlfriend pet the puppies. And I was just going, this dog is awesome. And I love puppies. Like, who doesn't? But she seemed to catch my eye. probably a month later, Lisa went back and, she was getting her dog washed there, and they said that Ruby was still there. Her name was Riley at the time. And so Lisa said, you know what? Can we keep Bear overnight and let those two stay together and see how they react to each other? And I guess they like dug each other. So when she came to pick her up, pick Bear up the next day, she decided to take Ruby.
Take Ruby too. Picked Ruby up as well.
Took Ruby home, and Ruby's been awesome. You know, now she rules the roost. So,
right? So. Came back, came for one dog, left with two.
That's right. You know, and it was a great decision. I didn't know if I liked it at first, but I was like, now I adore this dog. So it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm the same way at first. My fiance's like, oh, let's get a dog. I'm like, no. And now, like, I'm just so attached. I was like, all right. I love this dog. So I can't do nothing without her. So
I mean, I'm staying here 14 days to watch the dogs and the chickens. So, I mean, I love her animals. So it's awesome.
There you go. No, that is pretty cool. So, all right. So I got a voice verification I'm going to walk you through.
Okay.
This is, like I said, it's just the service agreement here. Just going to outline everything with the pricing. It is going to be sent to you in writing to the email that I have on file. And then if you don't understand or is like maybe you didn't hear me for a question, just say like, hey, what do you mean by that? Or can you repeat it? And I got no problem doing that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Gold River Pest Control.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Brian Ferguson, operator and owner.
Awesome. You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Brian, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your first dog's name, but your pet's name, just say Ruby at that point.
Yes.
Okay. And that's really for if anybody else calls you and says like, hey, we want to do your Google, you could just let them know like, hey, I already got somebody, Local Splash, and then you could just get off the phone with them at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls from emails, responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yes.
Perfect. You already have the customer service number. It's the 877-635-6225 number. You called me on that with my extension. So the customer service is that number without my extension. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which I waived the account setup fee with the new in-business credit, will be charged today, which is March 7th, in the non-refundable amount, the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 7th in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Brian, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at our 877-635-6225 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. So I can stop sounding like a robot now.
It's all good.
Yeah, I got to read it off. I'm going to send you a couple text messages. It's going to be a welcome text message. Also, I'm going to send that invoice straight to your email. What's a good time for my tech team to give you a ring tomorrow for your onboarding call?
Can we do it 3 o'clock in the afternoon? That'd be perfect. This time tomorrow.
You got it. Awesome. So I'm going to send that to you. It's going to come from, it's just going to be a Google Calendar that's going to send over to you.
Okay.
And let me make this for you right here. And then everything went good on my end. So you're set up here. I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. I do appreciate you giving us, you know, a chance to work with you on this so that way we can get you to that first page. If you have any questions, please utilize the 877 number. If you want to, you know, like I said, target specific cities and zip codes that you want to expand into further, please let us know. Your mile radius goes all the way up to 50 miles. So if you want to really get in there, you can absolutely do so, okay?
So let me ask you this. So just to make sure, as far as the radius goes, can I narrow it down just so it's just a certain, those three cities?
You sure can.
It sounds odd, but yeah, I really want to focus on, like I said, Gold River, Rancho Cordova, Folsom.
Yeah, so what I was saying there is like, we're going to narrow it down into that, but when you're like, hey, I'm good here, I would like to expand,
okay.
Like I said, just let us know at that point so that way we can push you out even farther is what I'm
saying. Okay, beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I sent you over a couple text messages. I don't mean to bombard you, but I did send you some welcome text messages. There's one that says, Brian, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy.
We sent a copy of your invoice.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
So there's a link right there. Can you click that? It's going to take you to the terms and conditions page from us. That's the service agreement I read off to you as well. There's two checkboxes on the bottom. There's the send SMSs to you, just in case you don't
mm-hmm.
answer, we can just send you an update. And then there's the other one that says you are the card authorization holder. You're going to just sign your name at the bottom, first and last name, and then you're going to type it. And then you're just going to hit confirm. Once you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a login page where it's going to say username and password. Just let me know when you get there, okay?
I'm there.
Oh, wow, you're fast. All right. This is going to be our dashboard for you, okay? So tomorrow on the onboarding call, my onboarding team will give you the username and password. This is where you're going to be able to track everything that we're doing. So we actually show you how many clicks you're getting, location of searches, how well your Facebook campaign is. You're going to be able to look at everything in one area so you can see basically how the campaign is running from you on a month-to-month basis, okay?
Yeah, awesome.
Cool. So that's all set. Yeah, no problem. I did send you the Google Calendar to your email, so you have that. If you just want to hit yes there, just to confirm that time is good, that's just going to send a notification over to my tech team as well. And then
the invitation one?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so invitation, let me see here. Click yes.
Should be a Google Calendar.
Yes, there it is. Local Splash, CLEN, Brian Ferguson, and my phone number. When? Friday, March 8th, 3 p.m.
Yes, sir.
To 4 p.m. Okay. Perfect.
Perfect. So you're all set up here. I'm going to get working on your account so that way I can send it over to my tech team, and then when they call you tomorrow, they're coming to the table ready to rock and roll with you, okay?
Beautiful. Charlie, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. If you have any questions, like I said, reach out to me. You could always email me as well. And then, like I said, if you do call me and I don't answer, I will give you a call within the hour. I do get tied up here at the office. As you probably know, I didn't answer your call.
Yeah, there could be times I'm out in the field, so no worries.
Perfect. Perfect. All right, Brian. Well, I appreciate the time and the conversation with you. And we'll be reaching back out to you tomorrow for that onboarding call, okay?
I appreciate it, Charlie. Thank you, sir, and have a great evening.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.